New research has revealed that the number of Australians using payday lending services has increased by 80% in 10 years. The research was done by a not-for-profit microlender. It also showed that everyone who borrowed money through a payday lender could be classified as financially stressed. The federal government is currently reviewing payday lenders and consumer lease companies, as Lucy Carter reports.
As the CEO of not-for-profit lender Good Shepherd Microfinance, Adam Mooney has seen lives ruined by payday lending services.
I can think of one particular client, a woman in Geelong who was on a disability support pension, who did earn income but needed a fridge and was unable to afford that to pay outright. And her only option to be able to keep her medicine in the fridge for diabetes was to go to a payday lender.
The woman, who can't be identified, had been rejected by banks for a loan and didn't qualify for a credit card. She ended up with five separate payday loans that financially crippled her.
Had an energy bill, a telco bill, had to bring forward that money to pay the payday loan and also the energy bill, missed the rent. That was the third month in a row that she missed the rent and was evicted, causing this very slippery slope to substance abuse and alcohol abuse and triggering underlying mental health issues.
Research commissioned by Good Shepherd Microfinance, the Consumer Action Law Centre and the Financial Rights Legal Centre has found that close to one-third of all Australian households are now classified as financially stressed or unable to meet their financial commitments. Overspending and poor budget management is the main issue. However, unemployment has become an increasingly significant factor.
This is a sign of the times, really. We're seeing the cost of housing rise, cost of food and transport rise, and incomes, especially people on low incomes and on Centrelink benefits, simply just aren't keeping up.
Over the past decade, the number of households using payday lending has gone up by 80%. Consumers who don't repay these loans on time or roll over loans can face annual interest rates of more than 300%.
One of the modus operandi of this sector is very much to entangle the client in a perpetual cycle of debt. Once you pay that loan back, there is no way that they're ever going to let you go without several phone calls wishing you a happy birthday, sending you a Christmas card and saying, would you like to come to a barbecue at our store? That trying to create this sense of entanglement and that there is perpetual credit on offer.
In August, the federal government announced a review into these types of lenders, as well as consumer lease companies like Radio Rentals and Flexi Group. Good Shepherd Microfinance CEO Adam Mooney says his organisation's submission to this review is making simple recommendations.
The main recommendations that we're making to the government is to include consumer leases in the price capping regime of the Credit Act so that people aren't paying four, five, six times the value of an item through a consumer lease and even not owning it at the end of it. We're also wanting to establish a database or a credit bureau which positively reports the loans that are outstanding or the loans that have been repaid by people in this small amount sector. This will enable us to overcome multiple loans and bring down the overall cost, I'm sure, when we see this rippling through.
The CEO of Good Shepherd Microfinance, Adam Mooney, ending that report from Lucy Carter.